Good morning. This is TCT Daily Report for Saturday, April 4, 2026. I'm reading from Boston. In Commerce and Capital this morning, the arsenal of the American Republic is running low. Not on ambition, but on the raw materials that make its weapons fly straight. The United States possesses roughly 8 weeks of rare earth supplies available for military use, according to a report published by the South China Morning Post, citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter. That figure, first disclosed in March and since amplified by Foreign Policy, Mining.com, and other outlets, illuminates a strategic vulnerability that Washington has acknowledged for years but never corrected. The nation's near-total dependence on the People's Republic of China for the processed minerals that power its most advanced weapon systems. The first 36 hours of the campaign against Iran consumed more than 3,000 precision-guided munitions and interceptors, according to an analysis from the Colorado School of Mines Payne Institute. Every Tomahawk cruise missile, every JDAM guidance kit, every interceptor fired from an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer requires rare earth permanent magnets, neodymium, praseodymium, dysprosium, terbium, without which the guidance and propulsion systems that define American precision warfare cannot function. China controls approximately 60% of global rare earth mining, and more than 90% of the refining that converts raw ore into usable metals. Beijing imposed export controls on heavy rare earth elements last April and expanded them in October with extraterritorial licensing requirements covering any product containing even trace amounts of Chinese origin material. The South China Morning Post reports that Washington's limited inventory will dominate upcoming discussions between President Trump and President Xi. A meeting already delayed, at which Beijing reportedly appears less eager for a deal than Washington. The negotiating asymmetry is plain. The Republic's magazines are emptying, and the nation that can refill them sits across the table. From the world of arts and letters, a legal broadside has been fired at the foundations of the artificial intelligence industry. The publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, a franchise that has sold more than 500 million copies worldwide, filed suit on March 17th in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, against 8 of the most powerful technology companies on Earth. The defendants are Apple, Google, Meta Platforms, OpenAI, Anthropic, NVIDIA, Perplexity AI, and Elon Musk's XAI. The complaint, which Reuters first reported and Publishers Weekly described as advancing a novel claim, alleges that the entire architecture of modern large language model development traces to a single act of piracy, the alleged downloading of copyrighted books from Library Genesis, a shadow library repeatedly enjoined by federal courts, by an OpenAI employee in 2018. Those files, the filing contends, were used to create internal datasets that trained GPT-3, the model that established OpenAI's commercial dominance and set the precedent every other defendant subsequently followed. According to the complaint, within weeks of GPT-3's release, the open-source collective Eleuther AI assembled some 200,000 pirated books into a publicly distributed dataset called The Pile, which the remaining defendants allegedly adopted as foundational training material. Kyle Roach, a partner at the firm that filed the complaint, stated that the suit seeks to hold major AI companies accountable for exploiting hundreds of copyrighted works sourced from illicit databases without permission. His message was unambiguous. Companies cannot build billion-dollar technologies on stolen creative expression. Whether the courts agree will shape the legal architecture of artificial intelligence for a generation. Turning now to the affairs of the Republic, and there are several demanding our attention this morning. President Trump's fiscal year 2027 budget proposes $1.5 trillion in defense spending, alongside a 10% reduction in non-defense discretionary programs.
According to the Associated Press, this represents a roughly 42% increase over the current defense budget, split between a base Pentagon request that for the first time breaches $1 trillion and $350 billion channeled through budget reconciliation to bypass a Senate filibuster. The White House itself boasted that this spending level approaches historic increases just prior to World War II. On the other side of the ledger, the Environmental Protection Agency faces a 52% cut, the National Science Foundation 55%, the Small Business Administration 67%, and the National Institutes of Health a $5 billion reduction. The word woke appears 34 times in the 92-page budget document, according to NPR, a rhetorical frequency that reveals as much about cultural posture as fiscal priorities. The nation is at war. That is the reality the budget reflects. Whether its arithmetic is honest and its sacrifices justly distributed, those are the questions the Republic must now answer. Turning to the matter of military promotion, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has struck the names of at least six officers from the promotion list for one-star general, two black men, two women from the Army list, and two additional colonels from another service branch, one black and one female. The New York Times first reported on March 27th that Hegseth pressed Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll for months to remove the officers, and that Driscoll repeatedly refused, citing their decades-long records of exemplary service. Hegseth then struck the names himself, a step whose legality his own senior officials had been debating internally. The pretexts do not withstand scrutiny. One black armor officer and combat veteran was reportedly targeted because he wrote an academic paper more than a decade ago analyzing why African-American soldiers historically gravitated towards support roles. Another officer was struck because she served during the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, an operation her fellow officers believed she executed competently under catastrophic conditions whose origins lay far above her authority. The principle that advancement in the American military is earned by demonstrated performance and nothing else is not sentimental. It is the structural foundation of lethal professionalism. What Secretary Hegseth has done is not meritocracy. It is its negation. And finally, the Department of Homeland Security has now been unfunded for 44 days, longer than any government shutdown in American history. And every member of Congress who might end it has left the Capitol for Easter recess. The record was set on March 29th, according to NBC News. 260,000 personnel across 23 components, from the Coast Guard to the Secret Service to TSA, operate without appropriated funds. The proximate cause is a dispute over immigration and customs enforcement. Democrats demand guardrails, visible identification for agents, prohibitions on raids near schools and churches, judicial warrants before entering private property. Republicans call these demands unworkable and designed to obstruct. The Senate approved a funding bill by voice vote in the early hours of March 27th, but the House departed without acting. Congress has adjourned. The shutdown endures. And the men and women charged with defending the American homeland report to work without the assurance that their government will pay them for doing so. That is TCT Daily Report for Saturday, April 4th, 2026. The Commonwealth Times. Pro Republica Edificamus.